Yeah.
NHL wins.
Yeah, a long way.
What's going through your mind right now?
A lot. Obviously, you know, reflecting back on the road to get here, it's been, you know, I took the long way for sure, but it's made it that much more rewarding to, you know, be part of this group and contribute, and obviously you get the first win, so it's really special.
You get spotted a lead like that. I mean, obviously you've been thinking about this, I would imagine, all your life, but, you know, to have that, does it make it more difficult to, like, concentrate, or does it make it easier to just kind of ease into the game? Or?
Yeah, a lot easier for sure, obviously. You know, go up 4-0 pretty early on. It's, you know, maybe your mind starts to race a little bit. So, certainly had a lot of thoughts going through my head, but just try to stay calm and composed and do my job. And obviously we knew they were going to push, and, you know, at home and trying to get the crowd into it. So, just tried to fend them off as long as we could. So, obviously. We had enough to get the win, which is great.
I'm sure the decision to go to Sweden is not something you took lightly at the time. When you live a night like tonight, do you feel like it's worth it? It's worth it.
Yeah, obviously, everything's been worth it to get to this point. You know, a lot of questions along the way of, you know, am I doing the right thing, and is this for me? And you know, there's been a lot of stops in getting here, and it's really special. And obviously, Sweden was a really big part of that. And you know, I kind of went over there just on a whim, and never really thought that it would lead back here. But I'm happy it did. So it's really special.
How did your teammates celebrate you? I heard a lot of cheering coming from this room.
Yeah, that was really cool. Obviously, they made the night really special right from the start, and to do it here in Montreal is so cool. And yeah, they've been amazing the whole way, and you know, really pulling for me. So it was really cool to celebrate that one with them.
Can you share any of the celebration? I mean, if there was anything that you wouldn't mind sharing about?
I mean, it's just, you know, you feel genuine happiness from them, and genuine congratulations. It's cool. I mean, it's a unique story for sure, and you know, obviously all the guys know my path in getting here, and I think it made them want it for me that much more. So, yeah, really, really cool.
Matt, I'm putting you on the spot, but when you fast forward and then when you look back at this, is there a moment that will stick out, whether it was that final horn, even when you skated onto the ice, something that was said in this locker room?
Just the whole day. Really, obviously, at the end, it's nice to hear that horn and see the guys coming towards you to celebrate and big smiles, and, you know, to come in the room and get the game puck and all that. You know, all these little pieces just add up to making it, you know, one of the best days of my life. So it's really, really special.
Was there anyone you thought of, Nick Paul, as the puck was ticking down?
Just everyone, you know, my family and friends and, you know, everybody that's contributed to me getting here. And, you know, like I said, there's been a lot of stops along the way, and a lot of people helping and supporting and encouraging. So, you know, you think of everyone, but obviously first and foremost, you know, my family. They've been there since day one, and you know, given me this opportunity to be here. So it's cool.
Was it John Cooper who gave you the book?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so that was special. Obviously, it's so great to be part of this group. It's such an amazing group here in Tampa, and the culture is incredible, and just to be part of it every day and take that in is, you know, I'm so lucky to be here.
Just, fucking leg wrapped the puck at the end of the game, and then Hedman came like immediately and took it from him. And then next day, like, made a beeline for you. Like, what was that little interaction like on the ice?
Yeah, it was special with everyone. Obviously, you know, the core group here has been so supportive from day one and so welcoming for me getting here in Tampa, you know, at the end of the summer. And yeah, like I said, they wanted it almost more than I wanted it for me. So, you know, to share that with them and obviously guys I've watched growing up, you know, play, and now they're your teammates and they're celebrating your first NHL win with them. So, yeah, it really just puts me at a loss for words, really.
Who was your idol?
It's so unique to get the first one here because two things. Patrick Waugh was actually the reason I became a goalie at 10 years old in the first place, and then Carey Price was my favorite goalie growing up. So just, you know, that extra special thing to do it here in Montreal, and yeah, it's incredible.
What did you feel like waking up this morning?
Just excited, really. Yeah. I mean, every chance that I've had to play games in this league has been so exciting and such a privilege to be here and you know, an honor to put on an NHL sweater every day. So, you know, every time I've been playing, I've really taken the time to enjoy the days and take everything in. And, you know, obviously you want to be as focused as you can, but I think it's also important to step back and appreciate everything. And like I said earlier, it was just, you know, a long road to get here, and I reflect back on that often. So no different today.
Have you ever been here before?
I have not, no. So this is my first time in the building, so I'll definitely remember this one for a long time.
Did you have a chance to, like, what did you do today? Did you walk around and check out the city? Or?
Yeah, a little. I'd been here before, so I'm pretty familiar with the city, but never in the building, so just as a tourist. But I came to the rink this morning. It's kind of a usual day, and yeah, nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah.
Did you notice the number 33 banner?
I did. I had a look up at it this morning, so that was cool, you know, skating around. And, you know, it's a different feeling being in a building like this, all the history and everything that's gone on with their organization over the many, many years. So you feel a different energy in here. So it was really exciting to get the opportunity to play here, and then obviously to get the win with the guys and get my first one is a day I'll never forget.
You said you reflect on your journey a lot. Is there a moment that maybe you'll be thinking back on tonight, or maybe that you're thinking
probably
about
just today? I mean, really today will stick out for a long time, and a day I'll never forget, really. So it's you know, this has been my most you know, special day in hockey this far, so it's really cool. Obviously I'm trying to take it all in and enjoy it, but I'm sure as the days goes on and you know, for a long, long time into the future, I'll remember this day with fond memories. So it's really cool.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It means a lot.